The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet
Let's get it on.
Well, I mean, I think when we play the right way and when we take care of our end first, and I know it sounds like a broken record, but that's, for us, that's the recipe to win hockey games is making sure we take care of the defensive side of things first. And offensively, we know we have enough skill and systems in place to score a lot of goals. And tonight we got rewarded on the power play as well. And
yeah, Gabe Landeskog and the Avalanche just scalding hot right now. And you can talk all you want about, well, they got to prove it in the playoffs and all that. I get that. But, man, enjoy this regular season ride, because this team is potent, this team is explosive, and this team is going to put up big numbers. And, you know, the funny thing is, Mark, is that throughout this entire season, they've been playing really well. They've been scoring a lot of goals. But the top line hasn't, you know, really exploded yet, right? But last night, Landeskog, hat trick, plus an assist, four-point night. McKinnon, a goal, four assists, five-point night. And Rantanen, a goal, two assists, three-point night. I mean, listen, if this top line starts really rolling, game over, man. Game over.
Yeah, you don't need production from the other lines if the top line does what it does did what it did last night. They were freaking. I mean, you want to talk about pounding the net and just the rebounds coming off of there, and Johnny on the spot, Landeskog, the captain, throwing in rebound shot after rebound shot. They're a dynamic, athletic, unbelievably unrelenting group on that first line.
And another goal from their defense. They continue to be on pace to obliterate the Avalanche team record for most goals scored by their defensemen, something that Sandy Clough and I talked about in the Mile High Hockey Podcast that we invite you to listen to at denverfan.com. Sandy and I talking Avs for about 30 minutes yesterday on the podcast. Check that out. Next on the Morning Brew.
No, I really haven't. It's been a short week. Obviously, with the game being moved, so everything squished up. I haven't given any thought. I'm trying to do anything and everything I can to help this team play good on Sunday and to get us a win. And all that other stuff will get here in due time.
Vic Fangio saying he's not thinking about his job future, job security. Which, unless you've been told you're coming back, I have a hard time believing that. You?
Well, I mean, I have a hard time believing it. You're answering questions about it every day. Like, hey, man, I don't have time to answer these questions. That's going to take care of itself. I've got a game plan to focus on. You want to ask me about the game? Let's talk about the game, not about my future. So you're still, of course, you're thinking about it because you answer questions about it every day.
But other than answering those questions, is he thinking about it?
Well, sure.
Come on.
Of course you're thinking about it, but I mean, it's not like it's consuming you. It's not like it's taking you away from doing your job. But do you think about it? Yeah, of course you're human.
All right, so
I don't understand why, like, if you play or you coach in the NFL, you're not supposed to be, like, it's like a scarlet letter against you if you actually admit that you're human. Mm-hmm. I think it's okay to admit that you're human. Of course, these are things you think about because they have directly affect your life.
Yeah, and you think the decision's already been made.
Yes.
One way or another. And you think he's gone. Yeah. So, of course,
right. I don't think he has inside info on that, but I think it's already been made.
Oh, he's got to know. If you are right, and George Payne's already made up his mind, then Vic's gotta know.
I think he inherently knows, right. Sure, but I don't think he's been told by
George Payne,
hey,
but
dude, we're gonna let you go.
All right, next in the Morning Brew.
there are some moments you're proud, and there's some moments you're not so proud. And I think everyone feels that way, you know, throughout the league, even guys who are playing their best football. So now I'll just really look back, you know, in a couple of weeks from now and go back and do some self-evaluating and self-scouting on myself and just write down in my notes some of the things that I was pleased with, some of the things that I want to work on this offseason and how I can be a better player in this league.
Have we seen the last of Teddy Bridgewater as a Bronco?
Wow, that's a great question. Man, so now we got to go back into the gambling odds, right?
Well, okay. Maybe the best way to look at it is this. If Vic Fangio stays, is Teddy Bridgewater here?
If Vic Fangio stays, then yes, I think they find a way to get Teddy Bridgewater to come back.
Correct. If he's gone...
I just think that for Teddy would want to find himself a situation that best fits, you know, kind of his aspirations of, hey, maybe I can be a starter, maybe I can be a full-time starter, or at least I can be in a good situation where I'm a really valuable backup. So I just think you've got to look at the current situation of every team and where do I best fit for. So if he's gone, I think Teddy is looking around the league to see exactly what's the best fit for Teddy.
Yeah, I think the best place for Teddy is to be a backup on a really good team and settle into that role. Or go to one of those places where the quarterback of the future, so-called the plan, has been drafted but supposedly isn't ready yet and there needs to be a placeholder for 5 or 6 games. Maybe that's the place he looks for, but it's kind of like what we were talking about with Drew yesterday. I just don't see a spot where necessarily he's going to be able to go to with the idea that he's going to compete for a job. But maybe Teddy is the same place. Maybe some of those same places we talked about, Washington, Detroit, Carolina. You know, maybe some of those are places that he can go with the idea, hey, you're going to be given every chance to compete for a starting job. And if not, you just slide effortlessly into that backup role. But I just get the sense that just like Drew needs to change the scenery, I think it's time for Teddy to move on and just call it good with his 1 year experience with the Denver Broncos. Next on the Morning Brew.
Well, good win. Wasn't the prettiest performance by us, especially in the first half. But you know, this team continues to find ways to win games, you know, late in tough situations. And really proud of the way they played as a group. And, you know, 17 assists tonight is a really, really good number for us. So that means we're playing together offensively.
You know, there's Tad Boyle, head coach of the CU Buffs. And rightly, most of the attention with college basketball along the Front Range has been given to undefeated Colorado State that's ranked 20th in the nation. But do not sleep on Colorado. I think it's been easy to kind of lose sight of the Buffs because they've been shut down with COVID for a while, but they got back to action last night, beat Washington State, and they're 10-3, and no doubt in my mind, a tournament team. I feel real good that we're going to have, you know, two teams in the tournament this year and have some fun come March Madness.
No, that's great. I mean, it's awesome. We've got two, like you said, two legitimate good basketball teams right here on the Front Range. It's a great thing.
So they get the win last night, but boy, they are with the games that they missed and have been postponed. Three conference games were postponed, so they are going to be definitely, and they won't be alone. A lot of college basketball teams will be facing this, but boy, they are playing a compressed schedule between starting this Sunday, really right through the end of the season. They're going to be playing a lot of basketball, which is great for us as fans. But boy, that is going to be a grind because they got a lot of basketball coming up in a very short amount of time, and that's high level basketball too. When you start talk about grinding your way through the Pac-12. All right, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Is it just me Friday giving you the chance to get stuff off your chest? We'll get to that coming up next.